Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Ted's of Beverly Hills. Hey, what are you doing for Mother's Day? I'll tell you what, you got to bring your mom down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. We've got a lean light ham that we're cooking up. We cook it for six straight days, and then we throw it on your table.
Ted's of Beverly Hills sponsors this portion of the Phil Hendry Show. Ted Bell is the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills. And we're talking a little bit here about travel. And I know that you were mentioning this with Craig Lincoln, who's one of your VPs over there.
I was. Well, I wasn't mentioning it specifically, Phil, to Craig. We were at a party the other night for Josh Gould, the director, and I was standing with Craig Lincoln. As you mentioned, Phil, Craig's one of our vice presidents, and he was with a very attractive young lady, and she heads up a telecommunications company of some kind. And he was talking to her about how he flies first class. And he flies first class to Chicago. He goes back to some of our stores in Miami. And I sat there sort of with my jaw open, you know, wondering if this is a man who works for me, if he understands protocol. And let me tell you what I'm talking about. A lot of people fly first class. I'm sure there's a great many people in your audience right now who fly first class. But that, you know, it's interesting how many people think that's the best way to travel, or that's the best accommodation.
Okay.
The fact is, Phil, you know, thank God, and I do thank God and my Savior and Jesus Christ for the good luck that I've had in my life, the good fortune. I can afford, because of the success I've had at business, I fly by private charter jet.
Okay.
It's a very efficient way to travel.
Well, it's... I don't do it myself, but you just drive right up to the plane, right?
That's exactly correct. You charter the jet. You drive right up, and that's how I fly. And there are a few of us who can afford to do that. And as I said, I thank God, and I've had some good breaks along the way in my life, and I've been successful. And so I fly by private charter jet. So here is Craig talking to this very, very attractive young African American woman. She's very enamored of him. And
well, was he hitting on her at this party or something?
I'm sorry?
Was he, like, trying to pick her up? Not pick her up, but was he hitting on her?
Yeah, he was interested. He was very interested in her, and she looked like she was very interested in him. And he's saying, well, I fly first class, and I'm sort of waiting. I'm his boss, and I'm waiting for him to say, or at least to introduce me, so I could mention to her that I fly by private charter jet, because there is a very big difference.
All right, but what... Why did you need to tell her this?
Because he was impressing her with his I fly first class conversation. But I fly by a private charter jet. There's very few of us who do that. And
yeah, but he's hitting on this chick. You know, you're married.
Oh, no, I'm very happily married, Phil. 21 years this coming August, and we've got two beautiful daughters, Marcy and I. But no, this is a vanity thing. A man wants, especially a beautiful young black woman. You know, it's a thing. You want to impress a woman, and I kept waiting for him to say, you know, I fly first class, but my boss, Mr. Bell here, who's the head of our company, the CEO of our company, he flies by private charter jet, but he didn't even have the decency to do that. He didn't have the common decency to say, I fly first class, but he goes in a private charter jet.
But I don't understand why you needed to impress her. I understand the vanity thing, but you're married, okay?
Yeah, I am married, but I mentioned to you that she was a young black woman. I forget her name, but she's very beautiful. And so that's why I was trying to impress her by the...
Well, what does that have to do with it?
The fact that she's...
That she's African-American.
Well, when you're married, but Caucasian women understand. I think they understand. I'm sure that that most women understand who are married to white men that white men have, and I guess you could say we have an interest in black women. And so it's not quite. I don't think Marcy would see it the same way.
Well, wait a minute, man. Your wife, if she saw you hitting on any woman, regardless of her color,
no. Let me tell you, Caucasian women, and you're married to a white woman, I am. Yes, they want you to be loyal. Yes, they want you to absolutely be loyal to them. But they understand, I think all white women understand on a level that their husbands, their white husbands, we all have an attraction to black women. You know that as well as I do. You had a long-standing relationship with one, didn't you?
With one, yeah. I was with Yvonne for 3 years. But I am married now to Maria, who is Caucasian, as you mentioned, and I'm not going to cheat on her, is what I'd say.
No, I am very sure that if you express to Maria the fact that as a Caucasian, we have in us something from birth, a DNA or something, where we have interest in black women.
Your wife is not going to understand it, man.
I don't think you really quite get it, Phil. I didn't want to talk about that.
So you wanted to impress this lady by saying that you...
Yeah, I fly by private charter jet. How many people do you know that fly by private charter jet?
You and the guy that wrote for our pilot, Peter Tolan, he does, and that's it.
All right, two guys.
Right.
All right. That is a very rare thing, so that when you are at a party... And you're talking to a young lady you may want to impress, and there's a guy there going on and on about how he flies first class. You want to just say to him, okay, would you shut up and tell her about me? And he works for me.
All right, I'm going to give our phone number out. Ted Bell is with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. 8686. We're talking about travel, but you got me intrigued here about this whole idea that your wife will understand if you cheat with...
I don't think... Look, I'm not encouraging men to cheat. I'm just saying white women, our wives, understand that as men, we have a... there's some interest there. And so I think it's natural at a party. This is all I'm saying. It's natural at a party that if you're talking to a beautiful young black woman who is a professional, she's excellent in her field, and you're going to want to impress her. Can you tell me that when you see an attractive young black lady, you don't try to impress her?
It depends on the situation, man. I'm not going to do it at the expense of my marriage, but...
But you are interested. There is interest there.
There is interest there. There's interest there because she's beautiful.
Well, I'm telling you that as white men, we have an... Let me tell you something, Phil. I'm going to tell you a little story, and maybe you read about it in the history books. There's a guy by the name of Thomas Jefferson, and Thomas Jefferson had a very devoted love affair with a black woman, and Thomas Jefferson's wife got it. She understood. Now, Jefferson was married... And he would get together with this black gal, and because his wife understood that as a white man, he was drawn to what we sometimes refer to as the Nubian queen or the beautiful Nubian princess or what have you, that it wasn't the same thing.
You're telling me that a white woman married to a white man who otherwise would never want him to cheat... If he did with a black woman, she'd get it.
Absolutely. I don't think it surprises me that you don't understand this. And so
anyway, you're at this party trying to impress this girl by saying you fly by private charter jet.
Well, look, I fly by private charter jet. You understand that, right?
Yeah.
You get that?
Yes, I got that.
All right. Very few people do that. So when I've got some bag of gas like Craig Lincoln, who's a great guy and one of my hardest working executives, but he's going on and on, oh, I fly first class, and this young lady is very impressed. I'm thinking, if she's impressed with that...
Then she's going to be impressed hearing that you fly a charter jet.
Yes.
You don't fly it yourself, do you?
No, Bill, I don't fly it myself. No, you have a pilot fly it for you. You charter it. It's a private charter.
Okay, so, did you ever have the chance to talk to this girl?
I did have the opportunity. I told Craig... I'll tell you what I said to Craig on Monday morning. I had him in the office. I really reward my people well, but when they screw up, when people make a mistake, I let them know it, and I let him have it Monday morning. I got about, I'd say, an inch away from his face, and I screamed at him. I said to him, don't you ever do that to me again. I mean, I let him have it with both barrels. I screamed at him, and they could hear it, and I don't care.
Well, what are you yelling at him for, man?
The protocol, he should have said, yes, I fly first class. This is the CEO of our company, my boss, Ted Bell. I'd like to introduce you to him. He flies private charters. And then I would have an opportunity to talk to this young black woman and impress her. And I don't know if anything would happen, but it is a natural thing. And I think that, you know, the white women who, I'm sure the white women listening to you right now, I don't know how many white women you have listening to you, but I don't know what your I feel...
I don't know, man. If you ask my wife, hey, baby, you know, I really have interest in this black chick, and you're telling me she's going to say, oh, well, in that case...
I'm saying on a level, yes, they do understand. Thomas Jefferson was one of the fathers of our country, and he had a black, you know, girlfriend, and his wife, you never read anything about her screaming about it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills is with us. A couple of things actually weaving through our conversation tonight with Ted. By the way, this hour of the Phil Henry Show is sponsored in part by Ted's of Beverly Hills. He apparently was at a party, and one of his subordinates was talking about flying first class. Ted flies by private charter jet, and he is trying to make the... I guess he's trying to emphasize that's way different and much more expensive, and... he wanted to let this attractive black woman know that to impress her, because it would impress her way more than this guy talking about flying first class. Ted's married, and I know his wife, Marcy, great lady. They got two daughters. I said, are you serious when you talk, you're interested in this black girl? She says, my wife is white, and white women understand when their husbands, their white husbands, are attracted to black women. It's something that they get, and that I got to tell you right now, I think Maria, no matter what color the woman, I think she'd slit my throat for a farthing. One 800 449 8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. I want to be a black youth leader.
One 800 449 8686. And now more on the Phil Henry Show.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Hey everybody, Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills. You know, when you think baseball steak, think no further than Ted's of Beverly Hills. We slow roast it for 4 days, use a great barbecue sauce. Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills.
We're talking with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. You fly, Ted, and you fly a lot on business, correct?
Absolutely, yeah.
And you fly private charter jets.
Phil, as I said to you before, thanks to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, yes, I have made a lot of money in my life, and I owe it all to the man upstairs and my wife, Marcy. And yes, I do fly private charter jets. But more to the point, I think, is that I fly private chartered jets. I don't fly first class, and that means that the way I fly is a little bit more luxurious, a little bit higher priced. When a guy is standing in a party saying, oh yeah, I fly first class, and he's impressing a beautiful young lady, in this case a beautiful young black lady, an executive with a telecommunications firm, you almost want to put two fingers down your throat, because you want to say, well, big deal. I fly a private charter jet. Why don't you let me move in and start doing some real hard work here? Let me do the heavy lifting on this.
Well, you're talking about hitting on a chick, man. You are married.
Yeah, I am married, and I love my wife. What I'm trying to say to you is ask any white woman.
You're telling me that white women will say, oh, you're hitting on a black girl. Okay, well, I understand.
I'm not saying they're being happy about it, but they have more of an understanding that yes, a lot of white men are drawn to them.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here's Janice. Hello, Janice. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Very good, ma'am.
All right. Well, I have a problem with what you're saying. Basically saying that us young African-American women are only looking for a white man that can provide for us. We're only gold diggers.
No.
We have no education. And
no,
you're
I,
saying that
I
we're
don't
basically...
Think I'm saying that.
Would
you allow
implying.
Me to say what I'm saying instead of you taking an implication from it?
What I'm saying is
white men are drawn... Are you black?
Yes.
All right. White men are drawn to you and to your people. And
well, what's the your people stuff,
people.
Will you, man?
Well, what I'm saying is white men find black women very attractive. Okay, that's number one.
Why? Because of the old thing that we're sex slaves, that we're sex savages? That's what the white slave master said to us. That's in your
you know, Janine,
example
what I would
Thomas
do if I were you,
woman,
I would put your video library of roots
would take
away.
Offense to that.
Can I ask
she
you something?
Was a slave.
Can I ask you a question, ma'am? When's the last time you watched the ABC miniseries Roots? And isn't it about time you move on?
Oh,
because
well, wait a minute,
roots.
Okay?
Oh my God!
Well, wait. I'm not
is
talking about race. You're using racial stereotypes. I'm
you're
saying
you're using a racial. You, all
I've never said
right
anything about sex slave. I didn't
what about
say.
A white woman? Would you excuse your white wife for getting with a black man because she knows that her black that
great.
Black man dingo can provide for her?
Great question,
can,
Ted. What do you
can
what do you think, Ted?
Well, no, if my
to
wife
satisfy her sexual
that's
craving,
different. No, that's different. Let me tell you
why.
I'll tell you why it's different. When a white man sees a white woman with a black man, you want to I got to tell you, you want to go get a baseball bat because
wait a minute, man. Wait a second. You're saying that a white guy is attracted almost genetically, almost, you said, biochemically to black women, but if you saw a white woman attracted to a black guy, you want to get a baseball bat?
You don't want... Look, you're getting me into a whole area that I didn't want to talk... I'm talking about... Janice, is that your name, Janice?
Yes.
Janice, I fly by private charter jet.
I could care less that you fly by private jet.
Well,
that does not do anything for me. Come talk to me about some history. Come talk to me about something with intellect.
Well,
who cares?
All right,
what you
let
fly?
Me talk to you about history. The father of our country, Thomas Jefferson, had
a black slave.
He had a wonderful
no choice
relationship
to get with him.
With a,
she had no
a black
choice.
Woman.
She was a black
and his
slave.
Wife, but his
she could
wife
not tell
didn't.
The slave master.
But wait a minute.
No.
His wife
she
didn't.
She owned
buy.
Her. She was property.
Yeah, that's a very good point that Janice is making. People say
white wives feel there's no threat when their husbands are hitting on a black woman.
Well,
because,
your white
well, what
wife
does that
must
mean?
Be stupid then, because any woman who accepts her man to for the, her man che- is cheating on her has no self-esteem.
But I'm saying it,
it doesn't
is
matter if she's white or black or Mexican or Filipino. If you're cheating with another woman, you're cheating with another woman.
You're right. You're right. I'm not going to deny anything you're saying, but and my wife would say that, but she would be less inclined to file for divorce.
If you were hitting on a black woman,
if, yes.
Your wife,
she'd be less than.
Hey, I got to ask the caller to turn her radio down, if you wouldn't mind, ma'am, because it does
okay.
confuse us. Yeah,
okay.
I'm saying, Janice, a black man with a white woman, that's you can't. There's a lot of reasons why you don't want to do that. I can tell you, I saw, and I'm not a racist. I am not a racist. There's not a racist bone in my body. But I saw an interracial couple going across the street over here on Santa Monica the other day, and it was a black man and a white woman, and I felt myself gunning the car in their direction. And I said,
what are you talking? You're going to run them down?
It's just...
So wait a minute. So basically
I just
what
wanted
you're saying
to hit
is
them.
You're saying there's a double standard there. You're saying that a
black I'm
a
simply
white,
saying...
Wait, no.
Did
you want to finish what I'm talking
But you didn't hear
I'm
me
saying.
When I said I fly by private jet.
Yes, she did.
I don't care that you fly by a private jet. What does it matter? Is that going to affect our relationship if we had one? No.
Yes, it would, because you would travel in comfort and style. You would be
I
treated like a lady.
I travel in comfort and style
you
in
would
a
be,
car.
I'd say, Janice,
it does not matter.
I'd say, Janice, we're going to Las Vegas this weekend.
What matters to me, if you're a white man, quote-unquote, trying to get with me, is that how you treat me as a lady.
Yeah, and
it doesn't matter
thing.
If you fly me across country in a jet or we drive. Can you talk to me? Can you treat me with respect? When I get up
of course.
And when I come home from work, is my bath water ran for me?
You don't have to
or
go to
is
work.
My dinner cooked for
if
me?
If you're with
no,
me, you don't have to work.
It does not matter if you fly a private jet.
Janice, if you're with me, you don't you ever have to work again, as long as you live.
I don't care. You know what? You know how many white women or black women that don't have to work because their husbands are rich, but they treat them like crap? It does not matter what she thought.
I can assure you, you can ask my wife. I would never treat...
Are you talking about cheating on your wife, Ted? Yes or no?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so what? Why would you hit on a black woman?
I'm not going to divorce my wife. I'm simply saying that Janice and I, if Janice and I had a relationship, she would fly in style.
I would be your confidant. I'd be your mistress. I'd be your black secret, right?
You know, you keep bringing up the race thing.
Well, that's
you're
what you're...
bringing up the race thing.
I
you're
brought it up once.
Black women.
We'll
you're
be right back in the Phil Henry
women.
Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world... 1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Ted's a Beverly Hills.
One table free, and then you can take
Steakhouse.
The night off.
Come on down.
Hey, Ted here from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Mother's Day is right around the corner. Why not bring Mom to Ted's of Beverly Hills? We'll have a beautiful carnation flower for her and all she can drink.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your...
Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. This is an interesting conversation we're having here. We're weaving a couple of paths. Now, the last lady that we talked to, Ted, took grave exception to you stereotyping black women as having been, you know, being really impressed.
No, Phil, I'm not stereotyping. Here's what she didn't get, and she wouldn't let me get a word in, because I think, frankly, I think it's one of the more attractive things about the African-American woman. They're very opinionated women. You don't necessarily dominate the conversation with them, but I would say this is more simply about putting your best foot forward for any woman. And when you have the ability to put your best foot forward, why not do that? And so I stepped into the middle of her conversation with Craig Lincoln. I said, oh, and by the way, I fly in a private chartered jet. Thanks a lot, Craig. Why don't you get me a drink? You know, I don't need for him to be beating my time with this, and yes, she was black.
This all started, man, when you said you fly a private charter jet, and that would be very impressive to a woman. I said, well, you're married. And you began saying...
I am married, and I love Marcy.
Okay, fine. But then you said, well, you know, with black chicks, it's different. White women, your white wife, will understand.
I think on a level, white women do understand. And I think on a level, if you are a white wife, if you're a man and you have a black girlfriend, and your white wife finds out, I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, I don't think that, you know, what's the old stereotype, you know, what's the old image, you know, she's going to come screaming into the room like some white witch with a shotgun ready to blow both of them off. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Well, you know what, if you're saying that she won't kill me, she'll just divorce me, that's not what I call pleasant. 1-800-449...
Well, I'm not saying that, Phil.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Sue. Sue, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Ted Bell.
Sir, I am a white woman married,
yes,
and
ma'am.
I work at a five-star, five-diamond hotel.
Yes, ma'am.
And when you said many people about private jets, half of our guests that arrive in on private jets, and it's not impressive at all.
Well, what hotel do you work for?
It's really not impressive. I'm not going to mention what. It's a five-star, five-diamond hotel in Florida. And for you to for 1 minute
that
a white woman would understand that their husband was okay with them flirting with a black woman, that's absolutely absurd.
I don't know why you would ever say such a thing. It's absolutely absurd.
It doesn't matter if they're white, Chinese, Mexican.
Hold on. I can't have you guys talking over each other. Ted, what do you want to say?
Well,
let me finish.
I'm the guest.
And
the point that I was going to make was...
I want to finish.
Are you married?
Yes, I am. I am white.
I doubt it.
I'm married.
I doubt it.
You doubt it?
Yes, I do doubt it. And I'll tell you why.
You know, it's funny. I'm married, and I'm actually 9 months pregnant.
That doesn't mean you're married.
And I have a 2.5-year-old.
That doesn't mean you're married.
I'm happily married, and my husband has never ever, ever even looked at a black woman. Or
why do you think that he would look at a black woman
over a white woman? He looks, I mean, he teases, he looks at all women. He thinks women are beautiful.
White men think that black women are beautiful.
And Ted is not impressed.
I'm going to put her on hold, and I'm putting you on hold, Ted, until both of you stop talking over each other. All right? Now, I'm going to make that very clear. Now, I'm going to get Sue off of hold here. Sue? I had to put you guys on hold because you're not listening to each other.
Well, she doesn't want to listen to the truth. That's why she doesn't want to listen to me.
So you're not listening to me.
You're jealous because all white men enjoy looking at black women.
and you
don't know what men do when you're not around.
What's sad is that, unfortunately, there's a lot of racism in this world. And whether you're black,
well, you live
white,
in the South,
Korean,
you should know.
And it's sad because I know, I've heard a lot of men talk about, you know, racially about black women, which I think is disgusting. For you to categorize and say white men are attracted to black women, but you hear them talking about it all the time.
So, and just because you work at some converted flea bag in South Beach doesn't mean it's five star. Thank you very
much. Sir, it's not South Beach.
Turn off the commercial, okay? I don't want to hear the commercial.
Ted of Beverly.
Turn it off.
Steakhouse. Come on down.
You know, just because you work at some converted flea bag former shooting gallery in South Beach that you now call a five diamond doesn't mean you know anything about Mandingo.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your...
Don't put commercials in the middle.
We weren't breaking?
No, we were not breaking.
Phil, forgive me. I thought that...
I thought it was on the line.
I'll point to you when I want the commercial. Here is Wendy. Go ahead, Wendy. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I just wanted to say that the only woman that you should be trying to impress is your wife.
Well, that may be true, and I do try to impress my wife.
Well, you shouldn't be worried about other women.
Black women have a particular attraction.
Okay.
See, Phil, here's the thing. You can't talk to a white woman about this. They're not going to admit it. Secondly, it drives them crazy knowing that men, white men, are on a very base level attracted to black women. But this wasn't about black women. This is about the fact.
Well, you keep saying black women this, black women that.
It happened to be a black woman I was talking to at the party. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you should have had your wife at the party with you.
She was.
Well, was she standing next to you when you were trying to impress another woman?
No, she wasn't.
Well, if she was, I don't think she would have been very happy.
Thanks for listening, selective listener.
Well, you know, I do.
Yeah, it's real, man.
You know, if you want to be on a radio station and you can't accept other people's opinion, then don't be on.
Don't listen to what Wendy has to say.
All right, I'm listening.
Jeez. And if you have to impress someone by material things, you keep saying about your private jet.
Women like that.
You know what else women like? They like men with personality.
But they also
like... lacking in that area.
But wait a minute. All I said to her was, I fly in a private... Look, I don't know...
You're trying to impress her by that.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
All right. 26. All right. Do you have a boyfriend?
I have a husband.
All right. Well, let's pretend you're black, and you're at a party, and I say to you, and I don't know what your name would be, you know, Janelle or something, and I'd say, I have...
Will you come on?
Well, no. I'm just trying to say to the lady, I fly by private charter jet, so the husband of yours who's got to go back to the machine shop tomorrow...
He doesn't work at a machine shop. And you know what? If I was a black woman, white woman, Chinese, the fact that you drive a private jet would mean absolutely
I don't drive it.
Nothing.
Someone else flies
well,
it for me.
Well, they fly it for you.
Yes.
It means absolutely
of
nothing.
Of course it does. You would be impressed.
No, I would not. No, I would not.
You know, I don't... Can
okay,
I ask you a question,
know
ma'am?
What
if,
I
you,
think.
If you,
you know what all women think.
If you, I know what white women think. If
How
you're
do you know
so classy,
all, what, obviously
I'll tell you one thing I know about you right now. By the echo on the phone, you're calling from a bathroom. What are you afraid of? Why
I'm
are you
not
hiding in a toilet?
From a bathroom.
You're hiding in a toilet. What are you afraid of?
Oh yeah, you have
Wait a
X-ray
minute.
Vision.
No, you don't
you're
like.
Being ridiculous.
You don't want people to know your opinion. You're hiding in a toilet.
No,
and
I'm
making
right
an
in
obscene
my living
phone
room.
Call.
I'm right in my living room.
Is your living room tiled?
Is it what?
Do you have tile and a drain in the floor of your living room?
No. You know
okay,
what?
Okay, Wendy, that's called a bathroom.
Let me explain this to you. Obviously, the only way you can impress a woman is by material things because your personality stinks.
I'm married 21 years, and I have two lovely daughters. I worship the ground they walk on.
Well,
but
you're
I'm
not
simply saying,
like it.
When you're at a party and you see a black woman, it's natural for a white man to want to go up to her, impress her, and
that
she
is
puts
ridiculous.
Her beautiful black booty down on the leather seats of my private jet.
Okay, man. See, there's the racial stereotype.
What is?
The black booty line.
I just want to say to Wendy, if the room's tiled and there's a toilet in it,
Why don't you answer me this? Would you rather your daughters be with someone who had a private jet or be married to someone who treated them with respect gave them their attention?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Would you rather your daughters, you say you have two daughters, would you rather your daughters be married to someone who treated them with respect and devoted themselves body, mind, and soul, or someone who had money and could fly them in a jet? Which would you prefer for your daughters?
If I was married to...
No, I said if your daughters were married.
If you could put your question into a shorter sentence, I could...
Well, okay.
If my daughters were married...
Would you rather have them be with someone who treated them with respect?
Okay.
Do you understand that?
I do, yes.
And who devoted their attention in every way? Or would you rather them be married to someone who was too worried about impressing other women? Which would you prefer
your
daughters?
Now I'm confused.
Well, obviously...
She's asking you, Ted, would you rather your daughters be with a man who respected them or a man who provided them with material goods?
Who?
Your daughters!
No, who's the guy you're talking about? Well, I don't understand what she's talking about.
She's talking about what you've been talking about, man. You're talking to chicks about how you...
Oh, wait a minute. Craig Lincoln is standing there talking. Let's say it was Wendy. He's standing there. He says, I fly first class. Well, I came in and I said, go get me a drink. I said, guess what? I fly private charter jets. That killed his buzz. And I stepped in. I moved in. I said, hey, how about giving me a place at the trough here, huh? You know, I want to eat. Move over while the big dog craps.
Well, you're married. You should be thinking about your wife and your wife only.
All right. Thank you very much, Wendy. I think you're very patient. And
who am I talking to?
Wendy.
Where?
What a moron.
Oh, mister, I just canceled my advertising for your show.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Hi, everybody, this is Ted Bell. I am leaving the Phil Hendry Show for good. Listen to me March 20th on Man Cow Show. Putz.
We want to put our meat in your...
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You know, a lot of women find me very classy.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Thanks, Ted Bell, for all the years that you advertised on our show, but good riddance to bad rubbish. Now, don't play that anymore, okay?
I'm Ted Bell, and I'd like to...
Get rid of him and everything that he represents. Now, if you're listening to The Phil Hendry Show in Orlando or New Orleans, let me repeat... If you're listening to The Phil Hendry Show in Orlando or New Orleans, you're hearing my voice right now, 24 hours after I was actually saying these words. That's right. That's right. If you're in Orlando or New Orleans, what you're listening to right now, the rest of the country has already heard and laughed at. So in other words, the rest of the country was at their workplace this morning, and they were saying, boy, did you hear Phil? This, and he did the Ted Bell bit. Ah, ha, ha, ha. And you cats are just getting it now. Now, why is that? I don't know. I don't know why they're running me on tape in Orlando and New Orleans when you guys could easily hear me live. You see, right now, it is 8:50 Pacific. That means it's 11:50 Eastern. Orlando is running the second hour of my show from yesterday right now, when they could be running the second hour of my show from today. Now, why don't they do that? Medical science has been studying this for a long time. Dr. Jonas Salk, I think, did a couple of papers on it. But I think it has something to do with... Let me see this, bud.
Yeah, this is the doctor sent this.
He calls it dumbass. And I'm kidding. I don't mean to, you know, characterize anybody. Yeah, right now, Bud's... I bet you right now, Bud is on asking if Scott Peterson has gotten lockjaw yet. Because that was the line that he used last night.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. I just asked you about the dumbass.
No, last night you said lockjaw.
Well, I didn't say it now.
But that's what they're hearing right now in Orlando and New Orleans.
Man, you're all messed up.
Not me, dude. Orlando, a great radio station, Orlando, that we're on, 104.1 WTKS. In New Orleans, we're on WSMB, and they could be running us live. But for some reason that I cannot fathom, they want to run the tape from yesterday's show when they could be running the show live. All you got to do is, like, is it difficult to figure out the satellite thing? Or, I mean, we could send a guy down there and show you where the plug is. I don't know. Well, I just about got us canceled out of those two towns, so we'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
How do you know Rosie O'Donnell hasn't eaten any children? Have you seen them lately?
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We'll be on the Dennis Miller Show tomorrow night. Dennis is, you know, one of those shows that, I'm always happy when they call us in and ask us to be on, because I happen to, I like the guy. I think he's funny and, you know, sort of agree with just about everything he says. And, you know, it probably doesn't make him or me very popular, but nonetheless, you know, Dennis had this, I think it was described as a gear-stripping 180-degree turn in terms of his politics after 9/11, and so he's now, instead of being on HBO or on being, you know, having his own late-night thing, the cat's on CNBC, but you know what? The show is very good. It's funny as hell, and it's also really smart. So if you want to check out My Ugly Kisser, I'll be on tomorrow night. I don't know who will be with me, but tune in, Dennis Miller, tomorrow night. Show airs Tuesday through Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern. That would be 6 p.m. Pacific. So that would be just ahead of my show airing back east and here in on the West Coast. So I guess you could tune in if you want to. Our web address is www.philhenryshow.com. Go on to the souvenir shop. Check out the many varied things that we have for you. We also have a new scrapbook photo of the week up. It's Grant Rosenmeyer. He's the star of the show Oliver Bean. Well, he was in our cast for Fillmore Middle, a really nice kid. As I say on the caption, though, a little shifty. You want to watch your step around him, because he'd eyeball you as if he'd slit your throat for a farthing. So, Grant, you're a good guy, man, but, you know, I never turn my back on you. And also, be sure to, if you would, pick up our Best Of CD. All the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. We'll be right back with R.C. Collins, The Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.